All right, so we're going to go ahead and call the order. We probably will not, as we can tell, have forum. So a couple of things we obviously can't vote on, we can't approve anything, but we can definitely move forward on the agenda.
Larry Arrows, Stacy Austin, Erica Bonner, Tina Barrett, David Bonner.
Here.
Laura Burkett. Minnie Creedy. Alexander Silver Quinn.
Here.
Renee Dubois Clancy.
She's here.
I'm here.
Chuck Foster. Cecilia Graham. John Grant.
Here.
Jessica Harsh. Andre Herman. Jerry Humbert. Jessica Iverson. Ken Johnson.
Here.
Jennifer Kelly. Kirk Johnson.
Here.
Chris Johnston. Stephanie Tan. Megan Castellano. Arzar Taligan. Kirk Kent. Brett Kreisman. Susan McAlee. Rosie McAdams, Ryan Murphy,
here.
Abba Tavara,
here.
Lady McGiff,
here.
Nancy Nicholas, Sharon Oates,
here.
Mary Jane Oliver, Teresa Peavy, Lisa Petro, Angela Rogers,
here.
Cindy Shield.
Here.
Liz Simon. Michael Rhoda.
Here.
So obviously we don't have quorum. So there is no approval of the June 6th DEI advisor group meeting minutes. This is the time for public comment. Is there any public comments?
I do have one thing to say. Just wanted to give a thanks to all that were available and showed up or in any way supported the Juneteenth efforts. As far as River Forest is concerned, we did have a flag raising ceremony. And so, you know, I'll give just a shout out to the committee, which is Teresa Peavy, Sheila Radford Hill, Stacy Austin, Marjorie Adam Clark, Katie Brennan, and Erica Bachner. They were the soldiers that created the flag raising ceremony. They did a really good job. We had a pretty good turnout.
Yep.
And then secondly, Saturday, the 17th,
right? Yep.
Was the actual village parade, which combined several of the communities, and it was about 2 mile long. then it started on Randolph Circle.
Yes.
And included a proviso first half. And, you know, at the proviso, there were several businesses and then there was a small ceremony. So that went very good. And I appreciate everybody that showed up for that as well. We can only build from here. And so it was just exciting to see a lot of us turn out, as well as just the fact that any momentum is good momentum. And so we are sort of progress. There was some progress and hopefully we'll continue on. So I just want to thank everybody that was able to make it for this event, as well as I'll go back further because the question back the last meeting was with those that were able to make it to the Pride flag raising ceremony as well. We're moving in the right direction and thank you for it. So.
Any other comments? Yeah, I have one more comment, if you don't mind. I thought I might give a little bit of a clarification because we talked at the end of the last meeting. We spoke about the Metropolitan Mayor's Caucus, UIC, ILCMA, DEI pilot program, right? Let me just use more letters to get you to describe something as possible, right? Just the Metropolitan Mayor's Caucus actually goes by MMC. So I could just rattle off all these fun letters. Anyhow, when we mentioned that the DEI pilot program that's being offered by the acronym group, I wanted to make sure we are clarifying a few things because we've clarified a few things ourselves. Essentially, what it is and what it isn't, right? So when we were first taking a look at it, the idea and thought was perhaps this was a way that we could gather some more community engagement, right? But as we look more into it, really it is a training program for leadership within the organization. And when we took a look then within the training opportunities, there are three tranches of training that they make available for us. The one that made most sense when I was taking a look at it for us as an organization is to focus literally on the organizational components, the internal organizational components for what this offers. So as we're taking a look at how to apply for this pilot program, and I need to be clear, they're only taking 12 communities, right? So it's going to be an extremely competitive process for us to be considered, but we're still going forward with it. So the way we focused it was, as we take a look at the RFP and the role and responsibility that we're hoping comes out of the consultant's work is to develop some best management practices for us. And included within that best management practice is going to be taking a look at the organization as as we coined it, a culture of inclusion, right? So we want our employees to feel like they're included. We want to make sure that we are both internal facing and forward facing as an expression of that inclusiveness. So that's what we're going to take a look and focus on is, so within the constructs of where the RFP goes is we fully anticipate that there will be a conversation that says, these are some things that you should be taking a look at. How do you measure success? What are responsive and responsible goals and measures to be able to take a look at? So we're using the pilot program to help us then to further identify what those are. So we see this as a supplemental piece to the larger RFP. If we're successful, great. If we're not, that's okay, because we still have the RFP process going forward and we still have the opportunity then for us to move in this additional direction as well if we aren't successful. So we saw it as a great opportunity for us to take a look at. The two people that would be assigned to it are myself and the police chief. We want to make sure that those are the two higher categories of area that we want to make sure that we're both internally facing and forward facing in very positive lines. That would be the right direction to go. I just wanted to clarify that because I think maybe, we didn't fully appreciate everything that this was to be about. So I wanted to circle back and make sure that we all understood what it is and what it isn't. And then secondly, to kind of give you a framework and an idea of where we're. So we're still in draft form on the application. The application is actually due this Friday, but just wanted to give a quick update on what that is. Did I miss any?
Oh, definitely, because that was if you recall, everybody had questions about it, which we did too. And this is due in 3 days, so we wanted to get you guys answered before 3 days left to get it out. So we found out it's not, I won't say competing, but it's not, it would never take the place of the current RFP. It only supplements and make it have to work harder, but that's okay. We'll also supplement what we are already doing. So, one thing about I want to say for everyone, quickly, I'm just going to skip a little bit. Just when we go to breakout groups, some of y'all leave. I want to make sure we confirm right now the next week. So,
Yeah, so as you know, 4th of July, it's a public holiday. So there's not going to be an event date. So the next meeting is going to be on July 19th.
So on that date, it's my expectation that we will be very far ahead on the RFP process and as well be able to tell the whole group our next steps. And so what I'm asking and proposing, we are proposing, is that let's try to all make it for this July 17th meeting so that we can have fruitful just discussion and understanding of where we're at, where we're going, as we conclude certain processes and open up others. So know someone not here, please tell them we all want to show up for this meeting just so we can all come together and get some clarity as to what we're doing. Next steps. Mayor?
So we on our committee.
Yes.
You'll hear later. Okay. Yeah. So we, a lot of people responded to the little questionnaire that we did. Thank you. People that did, yes, we have some good inputs there. But tonight's gonna be our first night. So what do you want us to have? Like to see a coding for a draft?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So I think if we are able to do that, the initial draft will be requesting a work plan. That's in our guiding documents, that seems to be the first step. That we'll be going to assessments, and we go into creating rubrics, and we go into building things. The first thing that we're going to ask for is a work plan. So just to kind of lay the groundwork, I think that what you'll see in the RFP is that request for a work. If they stay the way that they
seem
to be, right?
Yeah, that was, thank you for that. I should have shared that as well.
Oh, it's okay, but we just want to make sure that there's not an expectation that everything that we're saying tonight gets in there, but we're hoping to stage the process. So first, we ask for the work plan, and then with the consultants input in your input, then we can additionally scope out.
We actually expect you to have a consultant selected.
Okay. We
were pretty aggressive. Earlier on, we had hoped by the 1st of June, that was something that Erica had referenced, is that maybe by the 1st of June, we'd be ready. I was a little more optimistic that we'd hit the end of June. So I'm actually pretty happy with where we're at. Considering that she finally walked in, considering where we're at.
And the reason why it was kind of important is, June kind of represents our year. So we wanted to, at least tackle a major milestone in that year. So if we don't, we don't make it, but obviously we're all just trying.
Okay, but just so that our group is aware that it's planned that we're going to have that available.
Yeah.
And then, so one last thing. So if we don't have a forum, what happens? Does this group have to agree to move that forward, or if we have a live discussion without a forum?
We can have a live discussion without a forum. If you take a look at it, our group is created to actually give me guidance on the development of the RFP. So ultimately, I'm the person who issues the RFP. So as long as I feel as though I have a good convergence and direction, that that actually gives us a lot more capability to move forward. So.
And then also, apparently, I have to move up like rather the outside and inside on 101. So after, obviously, we're going to go into our breakouts. Solo breakouts, I'm not sure because not that many, but I don't expect or continue to have to stay to a specific time, but just to get the work done, and then it's understandable we have to come back.
Considering the fact that we don't have a forum and we've already confirmed the next meeting dates, we don't have to adjourn because we never started,
right?
So after each of the committees are done with your work for the night, or if there's no work to be
comments for after public comment, or but it's related to what we've just been talking about.
Yeah.
For the RFP, is so at that next meeting, would Dot and Rashida be at that meeting?
No, because the next meeting we had Dot and Rashida planned for those Monday meetings. So okay. This will be a work session.
So a meeting like this, I guess.
Yeah, we might actually change it up a little because I think we'll be at a point, hopefully, where we'd probably want to share the RFP and get some conversations around that.
Okay.
Right. Be kind of where I think we'll end up. I'm putting a big asterisk on that because we still have to.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I was just asking partly because. Well, I was wondering, are Dot and Rashida, like, I'm assuming they forgot, assuming they have their own company together, it looks like. We fired them in the meantime to do some
education.
Okay. Are they consultants as well? Like, would they be considered for, you know, as a candidate once we do the RFP?
So
I was going to say, as you probably may recall, and we asked them specifically, you intend on responding when we do produce an RFP. To let the group know. So they did say at the very first meeting, not sure yet, they don't even know what it looks like, but they could possibly be a candidate. Just that.
So we don't know.
Yeah.
We talk about forums. So I think somebody mentioned when you two guys were Erica that there are people that were on this committee initially.
Yeah, so we've had some members that have resigned. We've also had some new members that have been assigned and appointed and invited to be here. Under every circumstance, no matter how many whatever headcount we have, we still have to, for quorum purposes, we still have to work off of 4-3 because that's
how we know they're actually.
Right. Yeah. But actually, believe it or not, right now we have 39. Yeah, it's 39 active.
Now we need how much reform?
We need half plus one of 43. So
let's just really try to go for it.
So I know somebody who gets things right each time, but I don't believe what's been committing percentage.
If somebody doesn't wish to be involved anymore, that we need an email sent to Kathy Adusen. She has to go to Kathy to be, you can tell me, but it doesn't matter. You can tell Ken, it doesn't matter. You can tell Elijah, it doesn't matter. You have to tell Kathy.
Okay, so I think this person might have talked to me. So even if they don't want to be on, this will mean
yes.
And actually, that raises a question for how I should handle my breakout. We have two out of the four member subcommittee present.
Yeah.
We know it used to be five. There's been a resignation. One person is never comes in.
Okay.
Do we have a quorum or not? Or I'm a little bit confused as to whether we're just chatting or. Whether we can solve all the world's problems.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So under that circumstance, no, you don't have quorum. Okay. You can still gather. You can still take notes, right? And that's what it is you're gathering your thoughts and you're taking notes. And you can share those notes with us, but those are notes, not minutes.
Got it.
I know it's complicated. Yes.
I still have one other. So even if like the committee size for some reason would drop to 25, we would still need 22 people to show up.
Yes.
And go, why is that?
For the same reason, you know, I'll use the village board as example, right? So the village board is six members plus the village president, right? So that's seven. So in order for any business to take place, there has to be four people present, right? If you had a, if we had a COVID attack or, you know, where we didn't have that availability or, you know, somebody moves away and from our legal counsel. Yeah.
We totally agree with you and have complained about it.
My question has more to do with, we need some guidance in planning the rest of this year.
Right.
Going to be sending more to my health. There's going to be some times when I'm going to be in the hospital. Timetable for completion of anything in terms of what the subgroups are doing, in terms of when the actual process of bringing in the person who is going to get this as part of the staff, to help the name of the person. This is something that I personally need,
yeah.
So that maybe try to call the rest of the folks that I know at the group and say, hey, you know, we made an agreement that we were going to try to get this done and to the best of our abilities. What do we need besides that to get more sense of responsibility shown here? A minority within the minority. Never liked that feeling.
Yeah, so here's what I'd say. The expectation is the next meeting will give you clarity. Because we'll say, this is where we're at, here's where we want to go. You know, there's no guarantees, to be clear, right. But you know, we can, that's something we've also been talking about. Let's make sure we all are still moving in the right direction. We all have the same direction, and we are, what is the next steps? And what's the next step for these groups? I mean, once we do the RP, what happens? And so, you know, we're going to flush it all out next meeting for you guys.
The possibility of thinking of recommitting.
Yep.
The education is okay. Let's continue, you know, to the next.
Right along our path.
But this kind of stuff gets in the way sometimes.
Yep.
We need to know.
Yeah, and everything you're saying is
okay.
Stuff we talked about, so I promise you.
All right.
Well, really going to be pushed to have clarity.
And yes, your health comes first under every circumstance.
Did you call on me?
Yes, we called on you, Lainey. Yes.
Oh, thank you. I'm not sure where to ask this. I'm not sure when to ask this. This is only my second meeting, but I've not yet been assigned to a subcommittee. And so I wondered how or when that would happen.
Lainey, we can't hear you at all. We're having some, we might just need you to type it in the chat.
Increase the volume of the mic.
The mic is on. There's no issues with the mic.
Yeah, Lainey, I have your assignment. I'll circle back with you on that. And welcome, by the way. Lainey's one of our new members.
I think someone commented that they were having a difficult time hearing.
Yeah, I saw that note too, yeah. Yeah, we moved into this room because there were some technical difficulties in the other room. So apparently we're having some modest difficulties in here as well. So It might be DAC doing it. Yeah, good point. All right. Great. Are there any other public comments? Okay, well then we'll move into unfinished business.
And if you could just summarize what we just talked about in the chat, just so they can.
Yeah. Elijah will give a quick summary in the chat for those that weren't able to fully appreciate what we talking about. So and my sincerest apologies for that, guys. It really am. Okay, so we'll do our breakouts now. And Elijah, I'm assuming you and Maddie know how to do the little
Yeah, I have the breakout room.
Okay. Great. And Laney goes. Laney, you're going to get an invite from Elijah for your subcommittee group, okay? HR. Who else is in HR here today?
I am.
Put her into a group of one.
A group of one with me.
Renee
that's right.
Okay. So Renee and Laney, you'll be together, okay? All right. Great. Thanks, everybody.
All right.
Wonderful.